Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's the Paw Patrol.
Great. That comes to us via Jeffrey Lewis.
Jeff Lewis, that was awesome, man. That's our theme song, isn't it?
Oh, that's, yes, of course. Limits, what did you think the first time you heard it? I was blown away. So was our boss, Craig Riley, and it sounds like Pomp likes it.
I thought it was awesome, guys. Talking 412 is the official name of the song. I think it's
Talking
great.
412, yep.
And you're mentioned prominently and very high in the song, very early in the lyrics.
That was very kind of Mr. Lewis.
Yeah. Are you mad that Austin didn't make it, but just City Limits did?
Well, Austin City Limits is what made it. That's the best of both worlds.
There you go,
Bob. Look at that. Yeah. That's how it started. Yeah. That's when he was a little just thought in someone's mind. And then all of a sudden.
A little seed.
Yeah, a little seed develops into Austin and then City Limits.
What a great song. Jeffrey Lewis music. And I think that one's a keeper. I think that's going to get played every morning, whether you're here or not, Bob.
No, I think it's a great way to start it. Jeffrey Lewis, thank you very much. Very well done. And we appreciate the fact that he took that time. He must be a big-time listener. We appreciate that, too.
Man, do we ever. And we are at Rivers Casino today. Normally you hear the PM guys here. What a treat this is, Bob. I love – can you imagine if your man cave was like this? I love having multiple sports on giant TVs in front of me. It's one of my favorite things in life.
It is. And how many do we have here? It's endless. It goes around.
We have questions on all these TVs. Will Broncos dethrone Chiefs in AFC West? Eagles coming off bye facing Packers in NFC showdown. Why hasn't Packers offense taken off? We've got volleyball there, college volleyball. We've got more debates. What's that one about over there? Oregon and the CFP. We've got whatever sport that is, Bob. Is it UFC or is that what they call it now?
UCF.
UCF.
UFC. Now you're messing me up. Central Florida's on my mind. Anyway, I'm looking up here. There is, even though the game is not until next week, there's a futures line on the Notre Dame Pitt game, and it's Pitt minus 12 and a half. Or plus 12 and a half, I'm sorry.
Plus 12
and a half?
Yeah,
at home.
Wow. I think that's a good bet.
I would think that's going to be an easy cover, but you never know how this goes. That's going to be in 2 weeks, but first, Navy Notre Dame this week, and it'll set the stage for what should be a really good Saturday next week.
Man, I did not think Pitt would be involved in a big game, but speaking of big games today, and welcome to Pomp and Joe, everybody out there. Come pay a visit here at Rivers Casino. We'd love to say hello. We have Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion. He's on the phone line today. I wish he was here, Bob. We could have broken bread with Tyler right here.
Absolutely.
But if you want to talk big games, I'm really glad Tyler is here on this day because we have Ovechkin and Crosby for the 99th time. The 99th time, if you include playoffs. And I just wrote about this for the Post-Gazette. Bob, this is the most enduring individual rivalry in the history of American sports. It can't be, you know, on the same national level spectrum profile as Palmer Nicklaus or, you know, Ali Frazier or
Magic Bird, because
it's the NHL, right, which is a little bit on the margins after all these years. But still, none of them have lasted this long.
And
Bob,
none of them have played this well this long. I mean, into the careers, both these guys still playing very well. Watched that game last night when Ovechkin got a backhand goal, beautifully placed.
His 900th.
Charter member. He's the only one.
Did you see where Bennington tried to keep the puck?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, let's bring on Tyler to talk about that.
Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy. Kennedy.
What's up, Tyler? We wish you were here. Where are you?
I'm in my office, boys. It's. I don't look forward to going through the four pit tunnels and all that.
No, that's not the reason. You know that as well as I do. You're in your office, which means you're next to the golf course, which means you'll be out there shortly.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Exactly. Come on, yeah. Tyler.
You guys, we got to do a show at my house on the golf course or at my house. You guys would love it once we get the Christmas stuff up. But
I think we should, and then we should play golf right after the show. Did you see Bennington try to keep the puck last night? It looked like he put it in his shorts or his pocket, Tyler.
Yes, and at the time, it rubbed me the wrong way. It really did. I just thought that, you know, there's going to be so many eyes always on Ovechkin going after 900. And for him to do that, it was such a douchebag move. Like, they're going to know you have the puck, you know, and to see him do that, it just robbed me the wrong. I did not like that at all. I thought he had more class than that. Obviously, he doesn't want to be the goalie that Ovi gets his 900, but you have to deal with it. You have to take it on the chin. You have to be classy about it. And everything about that was not classy. It was like this little kid crying about Ovi scoring his 900 goal against him, and he puts it and tries to hide it. And again, he made it more about him than Ovi, which is pretty sad.
Wow. Okay. Because I just looked at the highlight on the internet today. I didn't see any context around it, and I was sort of half watching it, and I took it as he was being playful, but that clearly was not the case, huh?
Yeah, no matter if you're being playful or whatever, I still don't think, like, you have to show guys like Ovechkin, guys like Crosby, when they hit milestones, it's not like, hey, I'm going to play a game. It's like, you got to show them respect. You got to give them their time. Again, I didn't like that move. Even if it was, I didn't think it was like a jokester move. You know, it could have been in his back of his mind, but again, I didn't like the way it came off, and it made him look not very good. Especially the way, remember Bennington used to come out and he'd try to fight everyone.
He tried to be
in the game.
Pesky.
He was pesky, and when the script flips on you and people perceive you from being pesky and want to be in a gamer and all that to, like, you know, not like, I don't want to say the word.
But you already did, but that's okay. You got the point across. And see, that's the thing. What we're going to do, if his intention, and I kind of don't believe this is the case, but if his intention is to keep the puck, what's he going to do with it? Put it on eBay? There's only one puck. And if you say, oh, here it is, 900th career. Now you know where it came from then. If they can't find the puck, you have it. So I don't know what
especially with how many cameras.
Yeah, exactly. They find it in your goalie pads. If, you know, no one else can find it, the replay will show where it is. So that was kind of dumb.
You know, yeah, again, like, I was a guy, I was on the Penguins. Like, those were some of the best rivalries of my career. Sidney Crosby against Ovechkin in Washington or at Pittsburgh. It was always a sellout crowd. It was always a lot of hype going into the game. You knew it was going to be a game. But no matter what, you wanted to play Ovechkin very hard, but there was a respect factor. And throughout his whole career, that respect factor got bigger and bigger, just like Crosby. You know, and when he did that, as a former player, I was like, dude, you got to know your place. You know, and we think and we go back in history, are you trying to make a name for yourself by trying to, you know, steal the puck and kind of be like that? Or are you going to be the classy guy like, hey, I took it on the chin? You know, again, I didn't like it at all. And you can see in the post game interview with Ovechkin, he didn't even comment on it because he didn't want to give Binghamton any more publicity than he already tried to have.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a that's a adolescent move. I don't know what he's like as a person, but he strikes me as someone who has to grow up a little bit. And so as far as this, I'm going to be interested tonight. I hope Penguin fans respect that 900th goal. I'm not sure if the Penguins are planning to do anything to commemorate it, but I think they should. This rivalry, as Joe said, is one of the longest going, and there has to be a mutual respect factor going on here. And I think fans would also – Penguin fans are smart fans. They understand how it goes, and that's pretty significant what he did.
Honestly, 900 games playing in the NHL is very, very hard to get to. 900 goals, the consistency of shooting and scoring and staying healthy, and the gift that he has to find the back of the net is something I have a hard time believing someone will ever get 900. I know records are made to be broke, but this one is extremely hard just because of the wear and tear on your body. Even the hunger to score at that rate is pretty spectacular. And when you look at those guys' career, like I think Ovi said this, I think a couple months ago, he goes, I hope the NHL does not forget what me and Crosby did for the league when not much was going on, when, you know, the Lemieux were gone, when Jágr was kind of, when he was gone. You know, they were the guys, the two guys, the NHL really embraced and helped grow the game, and they were just such great ambassadors. I would think the Penguins would have some kind of tribute, because I know there's a lot of respect, even after he, what did he do that in Pittsburgh?
Well, he didn't do that in Pittsburgh. When Gretzky went, he beat the Gretzky record. I think they when he next came to Pittsburgh, they did something. I have a question for both you, Tyler, and Joe. And while I would consider him the greatest goal scorer we've ever seen, because no one's in this club, is he top five all-time hockey players? Because I would say no. Even though he's the greatest goal scorer, I think they're kind of two separate categories.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So if I had to list top five guys ever, would you have them in there? Because I don't think I would.
Tyler, go ahead.
I would. I really would, because I know how hard it is to score. If there's certain things that you have or you don't, and there's guys like Paul Kariya, Pavel Bure, that are just speedsters that put up big points, you know. But 900 goals is almost impossible to do. And if you don't put them in the top five, like, I just think it's almost like a crime, because.
Well, then the guys, it's accompanied, though. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I know it's accompanied, but he's number one. No matter what, two, three, like, at the end of the day, when he beat Gretzky, Gretzky's name is not as predominant as it was before Ovi beat him. Now, when you think of goal scorers, especially the next generation, I know my generation, obviously your guys' generation, we think of Gretzky as one of the best goal scorers of all time. But when you think of the kids that are under 20 years old, when you think of goal scoring, and when you think of what they look up to, Ovi's got to be in that conversation, I think, over Wayne Gretzky, just because of the era. And, again, I know things are so different from now to back then, but when you see how Ovi's scoring goals and how Gretzky's scoring goals, and we can fight this all day long, it's a little, yeah, and we will. And again, I even get a lot of the Penguins alumni that go, well, you try using a wood stick and see how many goals you get. You know, there's a lot of differences, but I think as the generations go on, sports are getting a lot more competitive and harder to do well because of how skill development's going in youth sports. Like, I'm in youth sports. What kids are doing at 10 years old is what they were doing, you know, 20 years ago at 15. The skill level of this game is unbelievable, and it's just so much harder to be good. And then when we think of goal scoring, like, these goalies are extremely hard. And going back to it, like, you have to put them in the top five. I don't care.
Scoring, all right, then you got to bump somebody. That's the thing here,
that's
Tyler. That's the accompanying question. So, first of all, are you saying that you have Ovechkin ranked above Gretzky as the greatest hockey player who ever lived? And Mario?
greatest goal scorer to ever live.
Well, I said
don't know
two
hockey
separate
player.
No, that's what I'm asking. Well, yes. The top five all-time hockey players, he would not be in my top five. He would be the best goal scorer, but not the top five.
Who are your top five hockey players who ever lived? I think most people would say Gretzky, Mario, and Orr are givens. A lot of people would say Gordie Howe's a given. That's four. You throw in Sid, that's five. I mean, who does Ovechkin replace if he's in your top five? Who's your top five hockey players of all time?
No matter what, when we talk about hockey players, the job of an offensive player at the end of the day is to score goals and set up goals. And yes, I think, again, this is getting crazy, but when you think of top five, you know, top five players, are we going, all right, pick your top five to put on a line? Like, who
no,
are you?
No. Top five.
Pick your top
all
five.
Time.
Your top five. That's not complicated.
If it came down to a choice between Sid and Ovechkin.
Well,
if that's
first,
your, let's
just get his top five players of all time, Bob. But, your top five, Tyler. Top five hockey players in order, whoever lived.
Mario?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yep.
Are you hearing me?
Yep.
Mario, Wayne, Sid, Ovechkin, Bobby Orr. Like, again, guys, it's hard for me as, you know, a 39-year-old to really understand how great the generation before I grew up was, or before I was born. You know, like, I really don't know how good Bobby Orr is. And if you get a person that says, all five guys, these are the best players of all time, like, you would have to have a guy that would be able to watch, that grew up watching Bobby Orr, you know, Lafleur, all these guys, and then be able to watch Crosby, Malkin, Ovechkin in their prime. Because no matter what, you cannot say who's top five without watching each player in their prime and comparing. Because
but that's again, why they keep records, though. That's why they keep the records,
that's
Tyler.
Why we need to find Ron Cook.
Yeah, but
he remembers cool. One-eyed Frank McGee from the 1930s. Tyler, listen.
But
Tyler, I think your top five is awesome, and I hear what you're saying. Because go ahead.
No, I'm gonna. You know, the alumni of the Penguins, they might kill me for saying this because we always have this like little bit of conversation. But again, scoring the game is so different than the 1980s, 1970s. Like, it is so much harder to be better and to produce it, and you cannot compare. And when you think of your top five players, you are comparing guys from different generations.
Penguins alumni be mad at you if you put Mario over Gretzky and Sid over Ovechkin?
No, because they I think they're like, well, if you would see how tough in the wear and tear, like, they think the older alumni think it was so much harder to play back then, because if you went wide on a guy would two-hand you to try to break your arm. And if you went to the front of the net, like, you were paying a price. Now they think, oh, you can go to the front of the net and you can stand there and you're not really going to be touched. You can go wide, no hooking and grabbing. So there's such a push and a pull on both ways. But I think when it comes down to it, no matter what, you can't say top five and top, you know, without having two different, honestly, generations, because the game is just different. You can't compare. Like, I would put Mario and Gretzky in the new generation, and when you think about the guys that they looked up to, you have to put them in the other generation, because, again, in any sport, it's so hard to justify all those, you know, different,
well,
you know.
Yeah, but that's kind of what we do. We're trying to analyze it based on that.
But, Bob, I like his top five. Tyler Kennedy's top five hockey players of all time. And, Limits, you should put this out there.
It actually already is.
So how do you guys, when you talk about Stanley Cups, was it easier to win now or back then when there's eight teams? Well, how do you just, like...
Well, with fewer teams, you have a better chance just mathematically. But I also think this grind is a hard grind. I'm looking at this, to me, it's all complete player. And as much as I love Ovechkin, and I've given him a ton of credit on social media for what he is great at what he does. He's the best at what he does. But to me, it's like giving Dave Kingman, he's one of the best, or, you know, just a strictly home run hitter, a title of best player. I'm not going to do that. I'm trying to look at all facets of the game. And that's why, you know, I don't have Ovechkin in my top five. That doesn't mean he's not worthy of it or talking about it. But to me, he is, as Mike Tomlin likes to say, a one-trick pony, which is fine. He's the best at it. But I look for all aspects of the game. And that's why Crosby would be ahead of him on my list.
Well, what's your list, Bob?
Similar to yours.
Let's give our list, Tyler, and then pick up the conversation.
Yeah.
Kennedy has Mario 1, Gretzky 2, Sid 3, Ovechkin 4, Bobby Orr 5. And I'll tell you, Bob, I agree more with Tyler than I do with you. I think it gets to the point where when a guy in the most important stat in hockey, really, to me, is goals, is so far.
100%.
He just scored his 900th goal.
That.
He has to be in the top five players of all time. But then the question becomes, who do I kick out? And it's probably,
as Tyler said,
I don't know if it's recency bias or my own bias from not having seen him live, but my top five would be Gretzky, Mario, Bobby Orr, Sid, and Ovechkin. Who's your top five?
Same. I'm not going to put Ovechkin in there. I'm going to put Gordie Howe in there at five, but I'm flip-flopping what you did with Crosby. Where did you have Crosby, third or fourth?
Fourth after Bobby Orr.
I have him third, and then Bobby
Orr. That's reasonable,
fourth.
I think.
Because if you look at the total body of work and all the statistical data there is, Sidney Crosby's going to keep playing and adding to this. And a point a game for his entire career, the way he's done it, eclipsing Gretzky in that department, is very significant to me.
Where would you put Ovechkin, top 10 all time?
He's probably six. And I'm not disrespecting it in any way. I just think I'm looking at the complete player, not just a goal scorer. I get it. He's good at it. He's the best at it. But aside from that, I don't see him playmaking. I don't see him doing a lot of things that Crosby has done. And so between those two, Crosby gets the choice. I think Mario is the best of all time. And I say that, again, with all due respect to Wayne Gretzky, but I say it because Mario's career was cut short by so many things. If he had a healthy 5 years in that span, a healthy point-per-game average the way he did, almost 2 points per game, I think Mario would have been right up there at the top of this all-time food chain when it comes to stats. So I'm putting Mario number one. I'm not going to penalize him for being out with all these...
Yeah, I hear that. I can't. Gretzky just lapped the field so many times in overall points. But here's my pushback, and then I'll throw it to you, Tyler. Bob and I are at Rivers Casino today. Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Today's show brought to you, as always, by JP Roofing and Siding. Bob, here's what I would say when you give sort of marks against Ovechkin for things besides goal scoring. He has 731 assists. That's more than people like Jean Beliveau and Jeremy Roenick and Daniel Alfredson and people like that. He's 56th all-time in assists, but he also, his presence on the ice as a physical intimidator and just his presence as a goal scorer, I think changes everything, and his impact in some ways can be measured very easily with 900 goals, but in some ways you can't even measure what he does to the other team by his very presence. Tyler?
So how I'm thinking and trying to justify me is if I think of one, when I put the top five, I think of the three, if I can pick anyone to play against anyone in the world that I know they'd win, he would be on the top line because he's scoring a goal that maybe most people, almost no one could score at his rate. And then how do we think about it differently? So think about doctors. Let me paint a picture. So if we're these well-off people and we can pick, you know, five doctors and there's one doctor that can do brain surgery that no one else can do at his rate and be that good at it, plus do other things. Like, is he a top five in the world at it? Like, I just think the way he scores goals is something that no one we've ever seen do. And it is, in my whole hockey career, and even with me teaching, if there's one thing that's the hardest thing to teach, is hockey IQ and scoring goals and producing points by making plays. Like, again, Joe, you just brought up, how many assists does this guy have?
731.
731 assists. It's not like Bob, I know you said he's a one-trick pony, but when you have that many assists, like half of them are off shots, but we used to have literally hour-long meetings about Ovechkin and how to stop him. And the next thing you know, you'd have two goals on Marc-Andre Fleury in the first two periods, and we're like, nothing's working. You know, like, again, the way he gets it off, and then you think of his physicality, like, he's obviously slowed down. I think Sidney Crosby is playing at such a higher rate and a higher level than Ovechkin. But then, again, I think about last year. How many goals? He had 42-some goals last year after breaking his leg. Like, it's like, actually, he's not really slowing down that much. He's still producing at a 40-goal rate.
Oh, he is. And I get that. Again, this was not intended to discourage or disrespect anything.
It's a great conversation.
And what I'm saying to you, if you're going to bring that into it, physicality, I'll bring in Sidney Crosby in faceoffs. Percentage one. How many games?
And a much better defensive player.
Right. He's a 200-foot player, you know, Ovechkin's not doing that. I think you have to consider all, and that's why Sidney Crosby, for me, is ahead of Alex
Ovechkin. He's ahead of him for Tyler and me, too.
Yeah, but you have him in the top five. I don't.
Ovechkin, yeah. And Tyler has him.
Right. I'm not going to forget about Gordie Howe, the player.
I know.
I mean, that's...
I know. It's a tough one. Yeah. All right, Tyler, we'll get back to this. We got to move. We'll get back to this.
Okay.
I'll throw it to you first. You'll get the first shot coming back here.
Perfect.
And I want to ask you about all those games against Ovechkin, too. And I want to tell you something that Gil Meloche, the old goaltender, told me one time about Ovechkin that was just ridiculous. So we'll get to all of that. Tyler Kennedy on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Bob and I are at Rivers Casino. You should stop by and say hello. Chris Hoke joining us at 11. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We have a new theme song for the show. Perhaps Limits will play it on our way out here. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Bob?
Joe, thank you for the handoff here in the sports book of the casino. This is where all the action takes place. But I'm telling you, if you want some action to change what's going on in your home, if you want to upgrade your home, what you need to do is call America's most trusted home remodeler, and that would be West Shore Home. They can help with a variety of home projects, from tub to tower conversions. They do full bathroom remodels. They do window and front entry door replacements, and even full house flooring. People need it if you live in your home for a long time. They got you covered for your remodeling needs. And the best part about this, their work is backed by more than 60,000 five-star reviews, so you can check it out for yourself. And that's because every single project is completed by their teams of highly trained employee installers. No subcontractors here. And that means the work is done right the very first time. You don't have to follow up because you're unhappy with things. This is one of the many ways they make home remodeling easy. Plus, right now, they have some exclusive savings for our listeners here on this show. Anyone that goes to westshorehome.com/fan to schedule a free consultation, you will save $500 on your project. That's westshorehome.com/fan to lock in those exclusive savings. Scheduling is quick, and they can have someone out to your house as early as tomorrow. I mean, that's efficient. West Shore Home, remember this, it's remodeling reimagined.
Limits?
All righty, Joe. One moment, please. All right, tonight, big matchup as Alexander Ovechkin does come to town to play against Sidney Crosby. 99th matchup between the two, regular season and postseason, as the Penguins will drop the puck at 7:30 tonight at PPG Paints Arena. More headlines, 93.7thefan.com. Headlines, they are powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Joe, you have a message for the people.
Thank you, Limits, for your undying compassion. Bob just picked up my phone without my permission and read things on it.
If I had known, it wasn't that.
This is unbelievable.
You tossed it to me, I could have passed it back to you, but I didn't know that was coming up next.
What does that have to do with you picking up my phone and reading it?
Because I wanted to see if I missed a cue that I could talk, send it back to you, because Limits was off guard there. I see that.
Limits, what do you think of this, Bob's invasion of my privacy in a public place? I'm going to have him arrested.
I actually understand Bob's reasoning. Because I wasn't sure if you had a message for the people before I had my message for the people.
Well, that's what I mean. I wanted to make it a clean segue. That's all I was trying to do. This is all about teamwork here, right?
Thank you, Bob.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Put on that headset, buddy. We're on the air. It's Pomp and Joe. Live from Rivers Casino here, Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Things got hot in the first segment. Tyler has Ovechkin in his top five hockey players of all time. Bob disagreed. I agree with Tyler. I think when you're that proficient at really the most important thing in hockey, which is putting that puck in the net, and you have 900 of those things and 700 assists. And while you're never be known as a defensive stalwart, he also broke people in half for a lot of his career with a really physical, intimidating style of play. So let's review. Tyler's top five is Mario, Gretzky, Sid, Ovechkin, and Orr. My top five is Gretzky, Mario, Orr, Sid, and Ovechkin. We both kicked out Gordie Howe, which means if he were still around, he'd want to fight us, Tyler.
No question. And he'd score a goal, he'd also get an assist, and then he'd kick your butt.
And Bob's top five is what again, Bob?
whatever I told you. Now I forgot. I have Mario 1, Gretzky 2,
Sid 3,
or Howe.
Or Howe,
yeah.
I have
Ovechkin right after that.
Yeah. Okay. Tyler, where did you want to pick up, or Bob, did you want to pick up that debate, or should we get
no,
in?
I think we. That's the first thing I thought of last night, because I have just – I love how Ovechkin plays. Don't get me wrong. I think he's terrific. He's been a Hall of Famer ever since he came into the league, the way he's gone. But this is an interesting list, and I thought it would generate a little bit of spark, so yes. But as far as tonight, what I want to see next, Tyler, is I want to see Sergei Mirishkov go against him. I want to see how he does in goal. So he was brought up. What do you do with him? I play him immediately.
Play him. You got to play him, right, Tyler? Seize the moment here.
100%. Especially, I think he's going to have even more motivation to go against another fellow countryman that's just scored 900 goals. I think they need to put him in as soon as possible. I think it's going to help fill the seats. It's going to bring even more excitement to the Penguins, even the way they're playing. I'm excited, and I definitely think they should put him in. Again, this kid's excelled at junior level, East Coast, AHL. Now everyone's excited to see how he's going to perform, and what better stage than playing against the Washington Capitals and Alex Ovechkin. I'm so excited to watch tonight's game.
Me too, man. And I wanted to take you back in time, way back to 2009, your guys' ride to the Cup that year. And I'll never forget being in the locker room and Orpik telling me we were all texting last night when we found out it would be the Capitals. Like, there was a palpable excitement there. Two emerging, young, great teams. And it was clear even then that one of these two was going to emerge as a super team, and it turned out to be you guys, along, I guess, with the Blackhawks. The Kings surprisingly got in there, but of those two teams with the generational stars, the Penguins ultimately outdid the Capitals, and it began that year. What kind of excitement was there knowing it was you and them?
Oh, it was absolutely huge. Like, when we got to Washington, it was all red. And at the time, and I'm not sure if it's still like this, but in their arena, they do not sell season tickets or tickets to a game unless you buy from a credit card that has an area code of Washington, D.C. So when you go in there, there is no Penguin fans. It is all Washington Capitals. And then you obviously bring in their team. I think I think when we look at the two teams, and obviously I think the Penguins have done so much better, but that means a lot having Evgeny Malkin. I don't think Ovechkin, he's had a lot of guys like Semin, some other guys, but no one with Evgeny Malkin's status, career, and that's why it was, that's why I always felt like we had the upper hand on Washington. But, when you think of those battles, when you think of that, and you think of where the NHL was, that put the NHL on more of the map than it was because of those rivalries. And it was so lights out, because when those guys played, it wasn't like they were tiptoeing around. Those games were electric. From each guy scoring a hat trick to Ovi running over, maybe the biggest hit of my career, biggest hit of the career when he hit Malkin. Like, it was a war. And when I think of the Penguins, we had a different kind of war with the Philadelphia Flyers where it was more of a rough, tough. This, when we played Alex Ovechkin in the Washington Capitals, it was a rivalry from goal scoring to toughness. It had everything of a generational battle between two great franchises. And it was every time we played the night before, there was a buzz. And when we played them in the playoffs, like it was unbelievable. Like,
yeah, man,
you could not play an average game. And when I was in that series, I wasn't playing well. And Dan Bylsma literally pulled me aside and said, dude, We cannot have you play at 80%. We need every guy playing their best hockey to win. And that, like, woke me up like crazy because it was so true.
I want to ask one quick question here, Tyler, before we end this conversation. And that would be, we already saw Ben Kindle, who's now up here for the entire season, rightfully so. He's 5 goals. They put him on the first team power play, and he's also now on the first line based on practice lines yesterday. But Harrison Brunick is still here. The next time he sets on the ice in the game, that means he also will trigger the entry-level contract. They can also not play him tonight. They can just let him hang around for a while before they decide. Do you think they have decided? And if so, what do you think their decision should be?
I think they have decided. I think whenever you talk about Kindle, you got to throw Brunick in there because they're both in the same situation. So I think when that staff, when Kyle Dubas sits down with Muse and, you know, his training staff, not training staff, with his scouting staff, I think they talk about both. And I think he's earned enough, and I think he'll get more out of staying up and learning from the veteran guys and being around the NHL guys and getting used to the schedule, the climate, the pressure, all that stuff. I think he's proved enough to stay around, and I think they already have a decision with him. And on the other side, like, I think it helps Kindle feel more comfortable that there's another young guy that he can probably, you know, talk to, communicate, hang out with, because they're both in the same situation. I think when you have more than one, it makes each player feel more comfortable. So I would be very shocked if they sent them back.
All right, Tyler, let's finish up with this. Ovechkin, 900 goals. It feels like 899 of them have been from the top of the circle on his favorite side with a one-timer. I mentioned Gilles Meloche, and it was during that series. In fact, I think it was after that amazing game that none of us will ever forget where they both had hat tricks in Game 2 and the Capitals won 4-3. So he's walking through your guys' locker room. I think you were still at South Point then, if I'm not mistaken. And I say, you know, what do you see there? And he said, not the puck. He said, Flower and I, talking about Fleury, were looking at one of his shots in slow motion, and we still couldn't see the puck on the replay. How did he manage to score that many goals from the same spot when everybody knew it was coming?
One, when you think of Alex Ovechkin, he is a big body. Like, he is, I bet you he's in the top 20 for the heaviest guys in the NHL throughout his career. Because he's, I think he's weighing in at like 240, 235. Like, that is a big boy. Secondly, his stick, when you think of his curve, he has what hockey players call a banana on that thing. That thing is a banana. So it's got a big curve and it is so stiff. The stiffer your stick is, the harder your shot is. When you think of Kessel, he had a flexible stick. He'd score by changing angles and stuff like that. Ovechkin would score purely on strength and purely on having a really hard shot. And the craziest thing, when I think about Alex Ovechkin and where he scores, I would say 75% of his goals are within 2 feet of the ground. He shoots a lot lower than you would think of a goal scorer shooting. Usually you think of goal scorers, they're going, you know, high glove, high blocker, all high shots. Ovechkin, when he shoots, it's usually literally 2 feet off the ground or right on the ground. And that's what's surprising to me, because usually it's easier to stop goals when they're lower. It's a little bit harder to stop goals when they're lower. But the way he shoots, and, you know, he'd come by, I think when we were in Washington, he'd come by our room with no shirt on. And I think he had about 5 pounds of gold chains around his neck. He'd probably be at 1,000 goals if he didn't have all those gold chains on. But he was absolutely a unit. Like, I mean, this guy was just thick. Like, he's such a big boy, you know. And that's why even when guys get their stick on his stick or get their stick on his hands, he's got so much power that he powers through people's sticks, through their shot. Like, he is, those are some of the reasons why he's been such a significant goal scorer from that area. Again, strength, the way he shoots with his stiff stick and that big banana curve.
Tyler, we appreciate the time, man. This was a lot of fun today, and we'll talk next week. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, Tyler Kennedy.
Thanks.
Kennedy.
Hey, the one thing I want to add, we also have to remember, guys, when I think of who was the best, I didn't grow up watching Bobby Orr and any of those guys, so I don't really, like, I never seen them play. So what I've been told is what I go off of, right?
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to judge. You know, but again, it's all stats.
It's always
right?
a subjective conversation. Sure. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just
an
opinion.
Yeah. And right. It's hard for me to deny Ovechkin top five greatness, too. See you, man.
All right, TK.
Thanks, boys.
Enjoy golf
fun.
Today.
Thank you.
I know that's what you're doing.
Let's go.
We can see how
you know going. What you're up to over there.
Thanks, boys.
It sounds like he was busted. He knew it. We tried to stay away from it, but it was too obvious. Home office. Okay, I know what that home office is. It's the first tee.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.